In Qatar, a top court upholds a 15-year jail term for a poet who criticized Arab regimes in the Persian Gulf for crushing pro-democracy protests. Qatar's Court of Cassation confirmed the sentence given to Muhammad ibn Adhib al-Ajami by an appeals court in February. The ruling is the final verdict from the highest court in the country. His lawyer has described the sentence as a political decision. Ajami was arrested in November 2011 and is accused of insulting the Emir of Qatar. Ajami's poem criticizes the ruling families for being dependent on U.S. forces for the glory of their country instead of relying on their own people. Qatar is home to a major U.S. military base. From New York, joining us via Skype is writer and political commentator Nasir Al-Omari to discuss this further. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Al-Omari. Now, 15-year jail term for freedom of speech. Let's not kid ourselves. This is a very harsh sentence. Many people are crying out loud against it. But again, it explains the type of freedom and political diversity in Qatar now, doesn't it?
Unfortunately, it also speaks for the hypocrisy of the Qatari regime for wanting to spread democracy to places like Libya and Tunis and Syria and Egypt, and forgetting that in their own backyards, people have no freedom of expression. People have zero rights to say what's on their minds or to express themselves poetically. I listened to the poem, and to be honest with you, it's an amazing poem. It speaks to all Arabs and all human beings who hope for democracy, who hope to choose the people that the people who rule them. There is nothing wrong with the poem. I think it's actually, I listened to it, and it's a very, very inspiring poem. I wonder why this man should spend this much time in jail for expressing himself poetically.
Well, that is a very interesting question you raise. What is the Qatari regime afraid of?
Well, it seems that the Qatari regime wants to be viewed as progressive. You know, they are opening up the country for the media. They are spreading democracy all over the Arab world. When it comes to Qatar, when it comes to the Emir of Qatar, they do not want to talk democracy. This is an authoritarian regime. It has been classified by Freedom House as having zero freedom of expression, freedom of the press. This is a very, very sad situation that the Qatari people have to endure when they have no say in what happens in their country. And it's also, you know, it's also shameful that our own government, the United States government, would be in bed with this regime that puts in people in jail for 15 years for a poem. It's really shameful that the American government would cater to such regimes in the Middle East.
Okay, Nasir Al-Omari, writer and political commentator, they're joining us from New York. Thank you very much for your comments here on Press TV.